This is Just a Guy Thing, a She's the Man fic, written by Waldorf, read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17 for boy-on-boy sex and swearing. Pairing is Sebastian Hastings, Duke Orsino. Warning, spoilers for the end of the movie. Duke sighs. Sebastian is grade A music boy. Fucking annoying already. Like calculus isn't hard enough. Dude, with the guitar strumming! Okay, I ask this because I am genuinely curious. Do you ever complete a sentence? Ever? Because we have now roomed together for 5 months, and I'm pretty sure I hear you only speak in fragments. Duke snorts and waves a hand at him. Whatever. Sebastian strums louder. Sebastian has really very nice hands. Not that Duke notices, but if he did notice, he would have thought they were, you know, okay. Viola had had hands like that. Well, still does. Wasn't like her hands got cut off, he just doesn't have them touching him. Which sucks, because now Music Boy has Olivia, and he doesn't have Viola, and seriously, does nobody pay attention to chick flicks? The hot dude who's surprisingly sensitive gets the girl. That was how it works. He isn't upset about not having Viola. It wasn't, you know, they were teammates. They were better as friends, with things not being so, you know, with the cross-dressing and the confusion. She's cool. They get pizza still. Do homework. She's like one of the guys. He wishes they were still rooming, because, seriously, strangle you with the guitar string, he grits out, turning in his desk chair to glare at Sebastian, who pauses, eyes widening slightly, and lower lip caught between his teeth. Which was totally not cute. What? Dude, I don't, you know, yell when you play with your balls. Duke gapes at him and goes red, because... Dude! He does not jerk off in their room. He does it in the showers. Okay, usually. But Sebastian is never in the room when he... Okay, maybe that one... Two... Fine, okay? Fine. But he's 17. Almost 18. He's subtle. Oh my god, not how I meant that! Sebastian shouts, ears going even redder than his cheeks. I meant soccer balls, which should be singular. So, your soccer ball, not... He gestures at Duke's crotch, and then went even redder, fingers curling around the guitar as he slumped down. Okay, first, I don't do that in here. With the spinning on your finger? You do, you totally do. Sebastian protests, and yeah, okay, point. That's not annoying, he argues. It's not loud. It doesn't distract people. Yeah, no, the way your face pulls in when you're concentrating, and your eyes actually... darken and your mouth goes content and softens and... Duke has a feeling this conversation just went in a totally new direction. What? He asks. What? Sebastian replies, completely unabashed. You're distracting. And yeah, okay, so Duke doesn't have a lot of experience. Actually, most of his experience is Viola, which... Yeah, don't think about Viola right now. But that was a come-on. Duke stands up and crosses his arms over his chest, waits to see what Sebastian does. He puts the guitar to the side and lets his legs fall apart, and Duke's pretty sure he's straight, but he's also a teenager, and Sebastian is right there, and Sebastian has wide shoulders. He's all pointed angles, and yeah, okay, he's strong, but Duke's stronger and has that all-important standing-up advantage, and he pushes Sebastian back, hearing the guitar fall to the ground with a weird twang, and yeah, hopefully that wasn't bad. Sebastian has his hands on both sides of Duke's face, and he's licking his way into Duke's mouth, and Duke opens up because, yeah, okay, kissing in that hot, dirty way that pretty much guarantees he's at least going to get off. With those stupid shirts! You're like John McClane! Sebastian pants before his hands slide down, leaving Duke's face too warm, and then he's working on rucking up Duke's wife beater and... Wait, Die Hard? Duke manages, incredulous. Don't judge me, Bruce Willis is hot! Sebastian murmurs against his neck. Duke has his hands down the back of Sebastian's pants, and he squeezes his ass as he grinds his hard-on down against Sebastian's cock, and yeah, okay, good. Friction good. Yeah, okay, yeah, good, Sebastian pants. But better naked. So much better. Worlds of bed. And Duke has to shut him up with his mouth, because Jesus Christ, the guy will not stop talking. Sebastian does manage to undo their flies, and then it's just a wiggle. Not a shimmy, chick shimmy, a dude's wriggle of his hips, which, Christ, so good. Wait, up, Sebastian manages. I can't. Duke lifts up and glances down. Jesus, boxer briefs, he demands. Fuck you, Sebastian snorts and shoves at his shoulders. Duke falls back onto his own bed and watches as Sebastian lifts his hips and pulls them down off his skinny hips and down his legs and... Jesus fucking Christ. Yes, please. Want to... Can I? Sebastian asks. And before Duke can even figure out what he's asking, there's a mouth on his dick, all warm and wet and fuck yes, suction. His head falls back as he opens his mouth to suck in more air, squeezes his eyes shut because if he watches Sebastian's mouth on his cock, he's going to come right now, and that would just be totally embarrassing. As it is, he asks a strain to keep from bucking up into that mouth, and then Sebastian's hand curls around the base, and his tongue is just everywhere, wicked and so, so, so good, and Duke groans as quietly as he can manage, and then, just as the heat from his dick hits his neck, off, off, dude, I'm gonna... And Sebastian does not get off. And Duke looks down just as he comes, stomach tightening and hips snapping uncontrollably, and fucking Sebastian Hastings just takes it and swallows, and Duke comes so hard his vision wakes out. He flops back on his bed, breathing hard like after one of Coach's worst workouts, and Sebastian wipes his mouth with the back of his hand, and Jesus, he's still hard, cock leaking, and Duke should... reciprocate or something, but he's pretty sure he can't move. And then Sebastian's kissing him, and Duke tastes... Jesus, tastes himself in Sebastian's mouth, and that's just... mind-blowing. Sebastian's gliding down, humping Duke's thigh, and Duke reaches down because, hey, he can manage a hand job, and as soon as his hand touches Sebastian's dick, it twitches, and Sebastian bites his lower lip before letting his head fall down on Duke's shoulder, panting against his neck. Come on, man. Duke encourages, hands sliding up and down Sebastian's cock, thumbing the top and twisting the way he likes, figuring, hey, Sebastian's a dude, he might like it too. Apparently he does, because he pants, shit, 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 fuck, please, yes, God, please, please, Duke, yes, and yeah, okay, still won't shut up, but now it's really hot, and then he's coming, striping both their chests, it twitches helplessly, and Duke wraps his other arm around Sebastian's back. Got you, come on, I gotcha. He murmurs, not even knowing what he's saying. Fuck! Sebastian pants, sprawling over the top of Duke. Duke's not gonna complain. Not like he weighs a lot. After a bit, they get up and wipe off with Kleenex, not really looking at each other. Okay, maybe Sebastian's looking, but Duke doesn't know because he's not. Looking, that is. So, you and Olivia... he says, after a bit, because he has to know what the fuck this is, really. College guy. Bartender. Sebastian says, and he's not too torn up about it. She's got a type, you know? Older. Duke agrees. Plus, she didn't like the whole... Sebastian breaks off, and Duke looks up in time to catch a complicated hand gesture that seems to indicate him. The cock sucking? he asks. And yeah, okay, there go his chances of ever having a repeat. Sebastian laughs, though, so okay, he might still be in there. Yeah, I had a wild time in London. You were there for 2 weeks. I'm kind of a slut, Sebastian retorts. He does not sound at all bothered. Duke's dick shows some interest. And you're kind of a tease. I'm not, Duke objects. Dude, you lounge around in wife beaters, Sebastian replies. You suck on your pens when you think. I have only held off out of respect for Viola. I kissed you, Duke reminds him. He feels somehow this is important. You should do it again, Sebastian replies, voice going warm, and yeah, okay. Duke kisses him again. Did we lock the door? Sebastian asks later. No, Duke replies after a minute's pause. What if Walter had come in? Sebastian demands. Oh my god! They can't expel us for... No, but he'd tell! And then your freak-ass headmaster would want to talk to us about our sexual awakening! Never say those words again, Duke says. Seriously. Sebastian laughs. Duke still wants to kill Sebastian with his guitar string. Sebastian starts calling him McLean. Because, seriously, how pretentious is your name? Shut up. And Duke starts dragging him to classes by the scruff of his shirt, because his, whatever, boyfriend isn't getting expelled because he can't pull himself out of his own head to go to class. Duke goes to a few of Sebastian's gigs, and is horrified when he actually likes the music when Sebastian's up on stage and not distracting him from calculus or European history. Right before spring break, Sebastian fucks him, and somehow Duke agrees to go to London with him for the week, and there's a lot more fucking as well as a few apologetic phone calls that out him to his parents. Whatever. Duke goes to a few parks and gets involved in a soccer. Football, mate! Bloody Americans! Games, which is cool, and then he gets an offer, and, well, that's just amazing. They go back to Illyria, and Viola tracks them down at the pizza place. Okay, seriously? She demands, hands on hips. Again? Dude! Mom and Dad are making out! It's disgusting! And Justin, you remember Justin, right? Started calling, and is that a hickey? They both slap hands to their necks, and then Duke blushes and looks down at his plate while Sebastian says, What? No! Viola stares at them both, and Duke sneaks a glance at her. What? What? With, wait, what? She has that wide-eyed look on, the one she wears when she is totally baffled and might just go Tyra Banks on his ass. Goddamn America's Next Top Model being on in all the common areas. He's hot, Sebastian dismisses, and Duke tries to bite down on the grin. It's a guy thing. Sebastian continues. Viola huffs and smacks him. Dude, you are so not good enough for him. And you, why do you not tell me these things? We are friends. Friends tell each other. Don't call me dude, Sebastian counters, saving Duke from having to reply. You are a girl. Girls don't say dude. You're so sexist, Viola retorts. And yeah, they're gearing up for some serious bickering here. Duke steals some of Sebastian's fries. It's gonna be a while. Maybe he'll need his strength later. Sebastian's foot hits his, and Duke grins as he sucks his coke through the straw. Oh yeah. Definitely need to save strength for later. The end.